Mike Cernovich on Big Tech Censorship, They're Taking Out the Influential People One by One. By Robert Krajicek on May 10, 2019. Mike Cernovich describes the Silicon Valley Masters of the Universe expanding censorship of conservatives as a political measure to assist Democrats in 2020's upcoming presidential elections and beyond. Offering his remarks in a Friday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. They want to ban everyone before the primary season heats up, said Cernovich. They're getting rid of all the people who are influential or perceived as influential, and they're taking them out one by one. Facebook is now banning people for what they call off-platform harassment. But yet Facebook paid users to harass other people. According to Cernovich, big tech companies such as Facebook and Twitter and Google, including its subsidiary YouTube, deploy political censorship to combat what they label hate speech. Noteworthy figures recently banned from the various platforms include Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, Gavin McInnes, and Milo Yiannopoulos. Listen. Silicon Valley companies deny that left-wing or partisan Democrat biases shape their conduct. Cernovich noted how Twitter's enforcement of its stated user codes of conduct is colored by its left-wing and partisan politics, noting Pennsylvania State Representative Brian Sims, D, remains on Twitter after soliciting assistance on Periscope, a video streaming platform owned by Twitter and integrated into its platform, to dox pro-life teenagers and deriding a woman for being white. Brian Sims is actually a great example of Twitter's political double standard, said Cernovich. He literally harassed underage girls, he's not banned. He uses racially charged language to talk about women. He essentially said old white women aren't allowed to have political opinions. Oh, look at this old white woman out here trying to have an opinion. Not banned. Everything's cool. Marlowe noted Twitter's and Facebook's shared refusal to enforce their own stated standards in the case of Vic Berger, a left-wing personality who repeatedly harasses, smears, and engages in overtly threatening behavior against people he disagrees with politically. He noted how leftists regularly target the family members of their detractors. Luckily, my family has avoided this, but I know it's coming and I'm dreading it, said Marlowe. I have to admit it. I really am a pretty brave person, but I'm dreading when I know my family gets wrapped up into it. One exception, BuzzFeed. The creeps over there did go over to my wife's Facebook page and screen capped a few of her private posts, which was, needless to say, her last day on Facebook. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.